is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Gentlemen, take your marks. Set.
Good and great afternoon, ladies and gentlemen around the world. Well, this is the 404th episode of Track World with Alpheus Finlayson on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I give kudos to Devin Charlton, who broke the 100-meter hurdles Bahamian national record at the Mount Sac relays. She finished fourth and is already qualified for the Tokyo Olympic Games. Devin will be our guest this evening. Track World is sponsored by Arawak Homes, Sun Oil Limited, my bestseller book, From Vancouver to Athens, 50 Years of Bahamian Track and Field Competition, AFD Management Services, Pairdale, Sunshine Insurance, Battery and Tire in Centerville, the Garden of Eden, home away from home, Tuesday to Sunday, Boil and Stew Fish, the Pool Terrace, at the residence at the Garden of Eden, between 3 and 8 o'clock, and of course, Kalina Insurance, where I have been a financial services representative for more than 40 years. And now I tell you about my co-host today, or guest today, and his name is none other than Corrington Maycock. But we're going to go to our first commercial break and give our listeners the trivia of the week. Again, please give us the names of two track and field athletes who were mentioned by the commentators at the controversial Churchill Downs. The person who wins will get a prize of $30 voucher, compliments of Hawk Sports. And the number to call are 323-6232. 3254319-4316, 325-4529. And now we go to our commercial break. But the text line powered by BTC is 422-4796. And now we go to our break.
Hello from the Shell Fuel Labs, where my team of dedicated scientists develop Shell fuels for your car.
For over 100 years, fuels innovation has been at the heart of everything we do.
Since our first ever branded petrol in 1907, we've broken records, supported Ferrari F1 to win Grand Prix, and pushed our fuels to the limit.
Now, every time you fill up with Shell, your engine will benefit from our passion for innovation, helping you to get the most out of every tankful.
With over 100 years of quality fuels innovation,
you can be sure of Shell.
Gran, it was good to see you, but we've got to get home.
Yep, we've got to let the dog out.
Speaking of dogs, you won't believe who I saw the other day.
Who?
Honey.
Remember Anton, Jeanette's oldest boy? The one with the dogs.
With local claims managers, we pay your motor claims fast. We're like a goodbye at your granny's that doesn't take 30 minutes.
We really got to get going.
So soon?
CG Atlantic Agents. Insurance, health, pensions, life. Good like that. As Insurance Brokers and Agents Limited, trading as CG Atlantic Agents.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Thank you.
Trockwell with Alpheus Finlayson. I indicated that I have two guests. One is the new 100-meter hurdles record holder, Devin Charlton, and Corrington Maker, an esteemed throws coach. I'm the person who will welcome the lady and gentleman. I have welcomed both of you. And Ms. Charlton, how do you feel now with one of the best performances in the world on the way to the Tokyo Olympics? How do you feel now?
I'm feeling pretty good. It's something I felt that I was capable of for quite a couple of years now, and so I'm just happy to finally have that realized.
That is good. Corrington?
Hey, Devin, how are you?
Hi, Mr. Maycock, I'm good.
Okay, congratulations.
Thank you.
You know, I was always fond of Devin, and Devin has this demeanor when she's about to compete that she's not going to allow anything to deter her. And I must say, Devin, you've continued to do that. And, you know, you have, I could say, the most wonderful parents when it comes to track and field.
And, yes.
You know, the sky is the limit for you. And I think you have not even tapped into your abilities as yet.
But guess what? She does exactly what her father did, David Charlton. David Charlton, who won, I think it would have been the CAC 400 hurdles. He beat Greg Rohl, who had had the record. So, you know, he had to be good.
Yeah. Well, I always say when it comes to athletic abilities from the kids, they got that from Laura and not from Dave.
Okay. If you say so. Ms. Charlton, while your mom was a guest on the show for the 400th anniversary of Track and Field, Track World, and the topic of track and field incentives came up. But we put together a list of records that would have been difficult to break. In the women's 100 meter category, one was Padria Seymour, who set a new national record in Rio with 12.64 seconds some 5 years ago. Oh, time flies, eh? But guess what? You now have done 12.61. And that is, Rodney says, powerful, and I say significant. So along the way, we thought of providing $10,000 if any athlete would have broken that record. And we have it. I'm talking about Padria. Now, with the assistance of Hawk Sports, we will find somebody to pay that prize. We also have somebody who's already taken it on. Former national record holder Livingston Marshall will provide $1,000 to the person who breaks Chris Brown's national record. And by the way, that national record that Chris Brown broke was set in 19, that was in the first time we had the CAC here, the CAC Championships. And whoever breaks Chris Brown's record, Livingston will give them $1,000. So, Coach, we were talking last week, and you said those, you know, the it's too small, 50,000 or 100,000. And I said, when you go to the World Championships, the only time anybody gets $100,000 is if they set a new world record. And I know a number of them who've set new world records. But at the World Championship, well, you know, in the Olympic Games, there is no money.
Right.
Yeah, okay. But you suggested that the higher the figure could be between 10,000 and 5,000.
Well, yeah. I've always said this. I don't think our government has done enough for our elite athletes. And I think that needs to change. You know, these kids, they work hard. I know they have the per diem and they have the, what's the other one?
Yeah, it's the subvention.
Subvention.
Yeah.
Subvention.
And I still don't think that's enough, especially when you talk about breaking national records. Mm-hmm. And I think records are made to be broken, but I think they need to be compensated for it. So I look at it this way. Say Devin break the record. She did. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's $10,000. She break it again. Give her $5,000. Yeah, you break it again, $5,000. Mm-hmm. So it encourages her to continue to excel in the hurdles off and on, off and on, off and on, straight till the season is finished. So, I mean, we should have enough money put aside for stuff like this.
Yes.
Okay? Because we waste a lot of money anyway.
But you know what they're saying now is COVID. It's the hurricane.
That have nothing to do with their performance, though. They're still training. That have nothing to do. They have nothing to do with their performances. Mm-hmm. COVID?
Yeah.
No, sir. No. Parliament still go on, right?
Still goes on.
Okay.
So well, they say they need to move it to someplace else, but that's a topic for another.
Well, let's look at it this way. She should be compensated.
Yes, yes.
That's just my honesty.
And not from their parents?
No.
Okay. She is a... Look here. You're a woman now, aren't you? Well, I could remember when you were much younger.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, Dave those could match it. Yeah. I'm sure Dave don't have a problem with that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So 10,000 from
no
government and 10,000.
Dave, them, and your mommy going all around the Bahamas, going here, going there, going everywhere because they're enjoying life.
Yeah. But I say $10,000 from the Charltons and 10,000 from government. That's 20,000. If she break it again, that's 10,000.
Yes.
Five from government, five from the Charltons, and that's straight.
But you know something, what we did in 1995 in Gothenburg, we had made this plan that if any athlete wins a gold medal, they would get $10,000. The silver medal, $7,500. Getting in the finals, $1,000. So, this was my thought that I was thinking about a long time ago from the 92 Olympic Games. And we saw what the United States was doing. And we see what the United States are doing now. If their athletes do anything significant, they have something. But they do have people who do sponsoring. But the point is that I took, for the first time, Minister Algernon S.P.B. Allen came to the World Championships in Gothenburg, and I told him nothing about it. I told Asa Ferguson, who was the treasurer in Nassau, me, Livingston Borswick, and Foster Dawson talked about it. When we went to Gothenburg, we met with the team, and they understand. And guess what? When Troy was winning, I took the minister to see Troy jump. And he beat Javier Sotomayor, a man who's done 8 feet. And very few people have done that.
Yeah.
And then about 10 minutes later, what's the name? The 400-meter lady who started off the relay in Atlanta and all of that. Anyhow, I'll remember it. I'll remember it. But the point is that he called ZNS, and he told ZNS, the Bahamas, what happened, and then that the government will give that money. And I was told that you have to negotiate that in Parliament.
Yeah.
But it was so significant, they said that you're going to pay for it. He didn't have Pauline, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Yes. She won the silver medal.
Well, let's just hope that if RM is listening,
yes.
You know, we try to put things like this in place in the future for our
athletes. But he has gone through that long time ago, but there's a long, you have a different memory, eh?
Exactly.
Yes.
You know, I think, like I said, I think they're deserving of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it needs to be put in place.
So tell me this. I talk about athletes who have done, I said, great things. And this is the start, because we've had 8 ladies and 8 men. And there's much more than that. But to start, you can't go right now and do everything you want to do. You have to have it catch on, number one. And, you know, there are plenty of people in the Bahamas, individuals and companies, who get excited in these occasions. And I think that it will happen. But somebody has to talk about it. If you don't talk about it, it never happens.
Well, that's what we're doing now. And yes. I guess whoever the representative is for the elite athletes,
mm-hmm.
I think they need to discuss that further, along with the heads that be BOC, B3As, and mm-hmm. Ministry of Sports.
Devin, tell me this. You're in the United States. And you, of course, most of our athletes in the United States, nobody is here at home. What do you see with the that people are doing very well, the athletes are doing very well?
Hmm.
What's your thought?
Yeah, I think personally, the decision to train in the States just came from wanting to remain close to my college coach and also having access to training partners, just people who I can train with and help me get better every day. And also it's a good hub for me to make travel to and from meets a whole lot easier rather than having to fly out of the Bahamas. But we definitely have a lot of world-class coaches at home that could definitely train professionals. And there are quite a bit of people that still train at home or have at some point in time. But I just think that the U.S., it provides a lot more opportunities. But if I can get those same opportunities at home, I'd love to train at home. Just great weather all year round, still being able to be around my family. So I think that would be like a best case scenario.
So what Mike Sands said, I guess, or the 400th episode, is that the people are, the athletes are in the NCAAs. And in the NCAAs, my dear, that is nearly just as good as an Olympic Games or World Championships, because you have so much quality people in the United States and so many people from around the world come and train in the United States. And a lot of them,
yes.
Not just train in the United States, they live in the United States now, coaching whatever else. So that's but you know, you have to start thinking about it. And if you don't think about it, you may wake up one night and see that, you know, whatever idea you had has gone.
Mm-hmm.
Coach, I said you may wake up one night if you don't think about it and find out what you were thinking about is gone. And you know, people like to steal ideas. You know that.
Of course.
Unfortunately, sometimes you can't copyright it.
Yeah, well, that always happens. Mm-hmm. Boy, I don't know what to say. Different direction.
You don't know what to say now, and this is the time I am told that we go to our break, and when we come back, we will talk more of track and field.
My team of dedicated scientists develop Shell fuels for your car.
For over 100 years, fuels innovation has been at the heart of everything we do.
Since our first ever branded petrol in 1907, we've broken records, supported Ferrari F1 to win Grand Prix, and pushed our fuels to the limit.
Now, every time you fill up your Shell, your engine will benefit from our passion for innovation, helping you to get the most out of every tankful.
With over 100 years of quality fuels innovation,
you can be sure of Shell.
4 things to know about mental health. Sadness and depression are not signs of weakness. Feeling sad is not always bad. It's okay to talk to your child about death and suicide. mental illness is not always visible. This Mental Health Awareness Month message brought to you by Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
With Alpheus Finlayson on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And you know, we talk about when you think about something, you should act on it. And my good friend here, Corrington, thought about something and he will direct it to everybody.
Yeah, no, I was in deep thought just now and I was just thinking about, you know, right now, what Devin did. You know, we should have been thinking of and talking about that more. But everything now is focused on COVID.
Yes.
And just talking about training in the United States. And we have this thought about, oh, our athletes don't want to come home. But the sad thing is, in reality, they can't come here. Because right now, we're not sure when this government is going to say we're going to shut down again or you can't train. Or you can't go to the weight room. Where I'd leave the athletes?
Nowhere.
Exactly. So.
Get your ticket to go back.
Exactly. So you have these elite athletes who, yeah, they can use the Bahamas as a home,
mm-hmm.
training facility. We have the coaches. We have all that. But right now with this COVID, it can't happen. Because our main focus is on COVID. Instead of using other avenues to get away from that. I mean, I know it's a problem. We can't run away from that. But I felt that Parliament right now should have been talking about, you know, I guess the accomplishments of track and field and other things that is going around.
But the budget is coming up. And you don't know where that leaves us. It's gonna be on Wednesday or Thursday. And we have to wait to see. Well, the Minister of Tourism said that whatever they do, they could show you where the money went. Now, I don't know about sports, not just track and field, but about sports. But, Devin, who did you beat at Mount Sac? Give some names, please. I could brag for you, but you need to tell me who it is.
I know one was Christy Castlin, who is the bronze medalist in Rio, I believe. Sydney McLaughlin, who she's actually not a 100-meter hurdler. She's a 400-meter hurdler. She's run the second fastest 400-meter hurdle time in history, but she came down to the 100 hurdles.
In Doha, by the way.
In Doha last year, right. I don't know. Who else are you thinking?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that you're right up there.
Yes.
And I told you last night, what are your plans for Tokyo? But before Tokyo, there's a Nationals here.
Yes.
Okay. So what are your plans for being at the Nationals? Everybody is going to be, and every Bahamian athlete need to be at
yes.
the Nationals because we can't go to Tokyo, you know. We can't go to Tokyo.
Right.
But they could see you here. And I think like in 2008, we had the Scotiabank Olympic Trials. And we had a ton of people out there. And we made it out well at the gate. So, getting ready for Tokyo, running here. Do you have any competition in the Bahamas other than Padrea? because both of you have qualified for the Olympics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Pedri will definitely be my main competition. But we also have two other up-and-coming hurdlers and that come to mind right now, Sasha Wells and Charisma Taylor, who are still competing.
I was shocked to see she ran that fast.
Yeah, and so they're still competing collegiately, but if they do decide to compete at the trials, I think they can definitely be competitors as well.
So, Tokyo, in between the trials, how much time you have for Tokyo?
I think it's about just about a month.
A month.
The 100 hurdles are the 29th of July, I think.
Mm-hmm.
The first round or the 30th, I'm not too sure. So it's a little over a month in terms of time to prepare.
So let me ask you this. What will be your strategy in the 100-meter hurdles? You don't know who is going to be in the race and all of that. But most of them are talented. Anybody could win. We
right.
see that when we go abroad. People that you thought never would win, win. People that you, you know, Holloway from Florida, the 110 hurdles. So what do you plan to do? What is your... No. You don't need to tell everybody what, how are you going to feel? How are you going to feel?
I think the main thing for me is just staying relaxed and, you know, not getting too worked up and worried about the competition, because luckily I've been able to go head to head with the best in the world. If not this year, in these last three or so meets that I've done, just coming up as a collegiate and everything, I've been to world championships before, made a world championship final. So I've faced some of the best. And so I think just knowing that I can compete with them goes a long way, helping me stay relaxed, keep a clear mind. And it's just all about execution, treating every round as though it's a final, because that's how I get through it, because you have a round each day. And so it's more than enough time to recover. And so if you just hit every round, you don't want to try and conserve energy, because you might not get through. You shoot for third,
that's
you might end up coming
point.
Fourth. So just run for the win every single round is my plan going into it.
So your parents tell me that you have some meet coming up. Tell us about that meet on the West Coast.
I have on the West Coast, you said?
Yes.
Yeah, so I have a, it's literally called Track Meet. That's
okay.
The name of it.
That's the name?
But that's the name of the meet, Track Meet. but it's hosted by Sound Running, and it will be in Irvine, California this Saturday.
Who is hosting it again?
Sound Running.
Oh, Sound Running. Ooh,
yes.
That's powerful. That's a good name, a great name.
Mm-hmm. Devin.
Yes.
Your mother's interfering. She said, say hi to her baby girl. Say she's very proud of you. And she know you continue to make them proud. I ain't nothing from Dave, but that's the spokes lady. So that's what she said.
Lady,
yeah,
yes.
that's a spokes lady.
Lady. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I didn't see no I love you, but I guess she'll come back with that.
She'll
okay,
yeah, hopefully
she sings that one. You're not saying that.
Yeah.
You're not saying that at all.
Yeah, but Devin, I've always known you to zone, to get in that zone, and I guess, you know, eliminate all the noise and the ruckus from the other athletes. I think it was what, Montego Bay?
Oh, yes. Montego Bay.
Montego
yes.
Bay, Carifta.
Mm,
yeah.
In Lord. 2011.
Yeah.
You know, Devin, you are similar to some great hurdlers and sprinters. One of them won the 100. One of them, the U.S. ones, won the 100 meters and didn't do well in the hurdles. And another one won the hurdles and didn't do, you know, that kind of thing. So that's where it goes. That's
yeah.
where it goes. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, Montego Bay was something. That was nice.
Yes.
I could always remember that.
Completely nice.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to... Go ahead.
I was going to say Montego Bay was definitely one of my fondest memories.
Of course, yeah. So we're going to take our final break, and when we come back, we are going to shut it down, and we're going to blow it up, okay? Now, we can't get in any trouble for blowing it up, but that's what we're talking about.
My team of dedicated scientists develop Shell fuels for your car.
For over 100 years, fuels innovation has been at the heart of everything we do.
Since our first ever branded petrol in 1907, we've broken records, supported Ferrari F1 to win Grand Prix, and pushed our fuels to the limit.
Now, every time you fill up a Shell, your engine will benefit from our passion for innovation, helping you to get the most out of every tankful.
With over 100 years of quality fuels innovation,
you can be sure of Shell.
Stigma cannot live in a society that speaks openly about mental health. Seeing a therapist, whether you have a mental health issue or not, should be as normal as seeing a medical doctor for a checkup. Invest in you, because if you don't deal with your trauma will deal with you. Mental health is health too. This Mental Health Awareness Month message brought to you by Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Well, Devin, as we come back, and we're talking about birthdays and a number of other things, but what I wish to ask you... you know, plenty of things are happening in Europe, some of the Diamond League events. So what are you going to participate in to get yourself ready for Tokyo?
I just got news today that I'm officially confirmed in the Rome Diamond League that's coming up on June 10th.
Well, it is just like a kudo also. I mean, we just... Mm-hmm. We're just doing what we need to do. How do you feel about that?
I'm extremely excited that, you know, through the kind of times I've been putting down lately, that it's opening up these type of doors, because this will be my first time. So just excited, because this is just another pillar of track and field. And the competition is, I would say, just below that of a world championship.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. But let me see this. Birthdays, Amanda Smith. She was born on the 6th of May, and that is the time that the B3s was founded, with A.F. Adley being the president. And then we have a Clark lady who worked at Royal Bank. She is born on that exact date, the 6th of that year, when the B3s was founded. Some other people that I have to make talk about, Marilyn Cambridge. She's been a client of mine forever and ever. And you know, I earn my living through taking care of people. Then, Vashawn Jackson, a 400-meter hurdler. He is born on this day, the 8th. Donovan Wisdom, the son of Neville Wisdom. And then on the 9th, you're talking about Ralph Boston, who has been in a number of Olympic Games, and he had the long jump record. And then Marie Jose Parekh. She is the second female to do a double in the 200 and the 400. And guess where she is from? She is from a place called Guadeloupe, but they call themselves a prefect of France. You're fully aware of that. And then we go to the other person who did the same thing is Michael Johnson in the Olympics. Both of them did it in the Olympics and at the World Championships. Then on the 10th is Jonathan Edwards. Jonathan Edwards. He still has the world record in the triple jump from Gothenburg. And guess who has a birthday with him? None other than the great Merlin Otte. And you know, between our girls and Karifta, I think it was 1978 or so, or 79, that they beat Merlin Otte. I could always remember that. And then on the 11th, we're talking about Sir Arthur Foulkes. I don't want to call Sir Arthur Foulkes age, because he looked so good that you would be shocked and amazed. And then Delton Farquharson, my doctor. Okay, he has helped me going through a problem of having nothing. Going to my leg and all of that. And I don't want to go through that again in life. He is 48. And then Glorian Seymour is my good cousin. We all have good cousins. That's the kind of people we have. And then we're talking about Claudia Ferguson. How about that? Now, I don't talk anything about women's age. I leave that alone. Now, we're talking about debts. And with regards to debts, we just came out of last week, Saturday, burying a young man called Philip Simon. It was one of a kind. And his son is Philip Simon Jr. And if you look at the Bahamas at sunrise, he has been there for a long time, involved in junior achievement and all of that. And then, unfortunately, we talk about deaths. Attorney Dennis Richards, who I think was the third person Bahamian in the high jump to jump 7 feet. It was held at St. Augustine's. That was in 1980 when we were building the track in Nassau in 1980. So we had the trials at St. Augustine's. Now, the Defense Force. We all know, and what is so significant is that same 1980, when we won Karifta for the first time, we came back to Nassau, and I always, as a PR man, I was telling people, come to the airport. But when we won, you didn't have to ask anybody to come. And that's significant. But 1 week later is when the missiles came from the Cubans. We heard it that Sunday evening. I was driving out. I was feeling real good, driving out out west. And that's when we heard it. And it shocked us. So it is so significant. Plenty of people have been talking about it, and we, you know, what's the name of the person? He was in South Andrews, Maycock, South Andrews, and he's been all over the place, and he really has stopped, you know, participating. But his brother was one of them that didn't make it back. Now, Mother's Day is such a good time. That is one of the busiest days. I call this person, the next person, send things on WhatsApp, send things here and there. And it is so significant. My mother has been gone from 1978, and I still think about her.
Every day.
Yep. And then I would wish to thank our guests. I wish to thank our guests. And we will... I'd like to thank our most talented producer, Arlington Roll, and somebody in the Guardian who assisted us this evening, along with who is the man who is in charge of not the Guardian Radio, but the Guardian newspaper. Tell us.
Longley.
Sheldon Longley, my good cousin from Mangrove Key. You know, we don't have any not good cousins. So all of those, also all of those who participated via several platforms. Track World has been brought to you by via Sun Oil, Arwak Holmes, my bestseller book from Vancouver to Athens, 50 years of Bahamian International Track and Field Competition, Sunshine Insurance, AFD Management Services, whose CEO is Freeman DeVoe and Pear Dale, once again my great cousin. And then we have the Garden of Eden, home of Boil and Stew Fish, Tuesdays to Sundays. And you go from 3 o'clock in the evening on Sunday and 8 o'clock p.m. And the Pool Terrace and Resident Resort in the Garden of Eden. And Kalina Insurance, where I have been a financial services representative for more than 40 years. My daughter, Alexis Hanna, is the other half of the A-Team. Thank you again and again and again. Thank you again. Thank every and anybody who listened and who made a difference with this show. As I said, we're going on to the 500th show and try to listen to every one of them. Thank you. And could you just say a final word, please?
Yeah, Hawk, thank you for having me on. It was a pleasure, especially talking about, you know, Devin and our accomplishments.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, at any time, you know, you can invite me.
There's never a problem, you know.
No, I'll be present.
You are not a shy person.
No, sir. Without a doubt.
So look here. I used to be shy, and even my brother Spencer used to be shy. But it don't take you nowhere. I went 180 degrees away. Thank you, and thank you again.